Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, September 9th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of science news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline. Biomed news breaks. VolitionRSE American VNRX signs deal with worldwide leader in specialized diagnostics. VolitionRx Ltd. announced a research license and exclusive commercial option rights agreement with Werfen's Immunoassay Technology Center to assess antiphospholipid syndrome using Volition's new QH3.1 neutrophil extracellular traps assay on Werfen platforms. Gail Forterre, chief commercial officer at Volition, expressed pride in the agreement, highlighting the potential to leverage Werfen's expertise in disease knowledge and product development. Marta Palicio, Werfen's Immunoassay Technology Center Innovation R&D Director, shared that early results in NETs levels detection in APS patients with the new Q test are promising. APS affects around 4 million people and is typically diagnosed via two positive antibody tests. Volition believes its new Q NETs test could improve decision-making and patient monitoring in APS cases.
Solugenics, Inc., NASNGX, showcases expanding rare disease public health pipeline in latest corporate presentation. Solugenics, Inc., listed on NASDAQ as SNGX, recently showcased its expanding rare disease and public health pipeline in its latest corporate presentation. The company's specialized biotherapeutics division is focused on Hybrite, TM, SGX-301, a novel photodynamic therapy for CTCL. Solugenics's public health solutions division emphasizes biodefense and emerging infectious diseases. The presentation highlights the company's commitment to developing therapies for rare diseases without adequate treatment options, as well as vaccines and countermeasures for emerging infectious threats and bioterrorism risks. This dual focus sets Solugenics apart as a champion for underserved patient populations and a strategic partner in global public health preparedness.
Mining Newsbreaks, Trilogy Metals Inc., NOS American, TSIC TMQ, CEO, featured on IBN's Mining Newswire podcast. Trilogy Metals Inc., a North American mineral exploration and development company, is featured on IBN's Mining Newswire podcast. Tony Giardini, CEO of Trilogy Metals, discussed the company's Arctic and Bornite projects, its $175 million partnership with South32, and the strategy to strengthen U.S. domestic supply of critical metals. Trilogy Metals holds a 50% interest in Ambler Metals LLC, which owns the Upper Kobuk mineral projects in Alaska. South32 has a joint venture with Trilogy, focusing on copper, zinc, lead, gold, and silver deposits. Trilogy's vision is to develop the Ambler Mining District into a premier North American copper producer while respecting local communities and subsistence livelihoods.
Investor news breaks. G Mining Ventures Corp., TSX GUF, GMART's high-grade reports high-grade discoveries at Oko West, advances exploration at Gurupi. G Mining Ventures Corp., MIF, announced high-grade discoveries at Oko West and progress at Gurupi. At Oko West, drilling revealed a second high-grade mineralization plunge, with intercepts of 2.9 meters at 37.85 grams gold and 21 meters at 3.8 grams gold. The splay model identified additional mineralization to enhance pit economics. In Gurupi, trenching extended known mineralization north of the Chega Tuto deposit, with results up to 9 meters at 3.52 grams per ter gold. Plans are in place to launch a drilling program in Q4 2025. VP of Geology and Resources Juliana Easterbrail highlighted the potential to extend mine life at Oko West and validate Gurupi's prospectivity, positioning GMN as the next intermediate gold producer.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.